episode 13 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Mr. E.
Now, some of you might be asking, hey, why is this episode 13? What happened to 12? Well, 12 is still hiding somewhere on Dr. Bionicle's computer. So we'll just have to wait for him to send that to me eventually. So, over to Dr. Bionicle with the news.
Alright, as many of you have probably heard, we have, for the first time in a long time, a new Epics contest. Epic contest number 5. And your objective in this contest is to create a chapter in an epic already in progress, detailing a battle between one of your main characters, or a few of your main characters, and a deadly enemy named Tsunari, in which Tsunari has to be defeated. Now you have to describe what Tsunari looks like, and why she's attacking your character, and what she is exactly like, what species. The prizes are, first place, a Comic-Con special edition signed by Greg F., and there's going to be more, probably. Second prize is pending, and third prize is the set Rudaka, with possibly more to come. Now we move over to another contest. The Storyline and Theories contest semi-final polls are in progress, with actually, I think, only one day left for voting. We have 2 Metronomy polls, 4 Matanui polls, and 2 Voinui polls, which I think says something. The polls will end at noon Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, July 26th, and finals will start soon after and end August 4th. Now we have the results of the BBC number 37. First place we have Shinera with Ninjo's Return. Second we have T08 with Ninjo Millennia. Third place we have Schizo Kaida with Ninjo Millennia Samurai. That's different. 4 we have Spark O'Doom with Ninja Ninjo. And 5 we have Distorted with just plain old Ninjo. So Shinera will end up with some nostalgic sets this time around, with the Master Builder set and 2 of the original Toa-Olda, which were both donated by Omicron. And the other finalists will receive a fat helping of 100 posts. And this is completely copied from a news article because it's 7 a.m. and I'm tired. Commercials featuring the new Toa Nika have begun appearing on Nickelodeon. Similar to the teasers on MyUncle.com, the TV spots show the Toa Nika in action. Be sure to catch the first television appearances of these new sets. And this is about a week late, but I'm just going to be the first to say on the show, happy 5th anniversary, DZ Power.
They were forced to eat Robin's minstrel. And there was much rejoicing.
That's pretty much the news.
On to the discussion topics. Topic number 1, Epic Contest number 5.
I was never there when the other Epics came in. I mean, the other Epic Contest.
I was there for the last one.
Well, that wasn't really an Epic Contest. The Epic Fest was more of a short story contest in relation with Epics.
I don't have an Epic open, I'm just dying.
Now, the last Epic Contest was before I became a member. So, it was at least, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, that would be about so, the same time.
It's not quite as frequent as BBCs.
Yeah, not at all.
That's because BBCs are faster to judge.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty click vote. Now, you have to actually, read the story or something. Kind of leaves me in a position here because my epic, it's called Echo's Trials of the Creator, and it's basically, any of you that are familiar with the Echo series, but I can't talk, it's about how Bionicle is really controlled by a human through computers and stuff, and it's basically all experiments and projects and that kind of thing. And I'm currently in the Borok saga. I just kind of just started the Borok saga in Echo's Trials of the Creator, which leaves me at a point where I can't really do much female stuff, considering the fact that I'm in official storyline and stuff. So I'm kind of wondering what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I guess that's the same for a lot of other people, because they try to stay along the storyline of my uncle, and then they can't just add in this random,
My epic, I was kind of worried about this, because I've worked long and hard on this to make it a parallel universe if you changed one thing. So I was pretty sure that an imaginary character wouldn't pop in. But then I remembered the epic I used for the last thing, Epic Fest. So I'm just going to use that instead, because I really don't care how that fits in the storyline anymore. Because it's been proven wrong.
Kind of interesting that they've made it a female character, since not a lot of people use, a female character all that often, because, it's mostly a guy side for the most part, so usually there's the occasional toa of water, and that's just about it, usually.
Most times it's just these, buff, male, steroid-pumped people.
Maybe that's why Helly Husky did it.
Oh! And also because she's Holly Husky,
And is she.
Which isn't a bad thing. Smeagol would probably kill me if I said anything about Holly Husky on the air. So how do you guys think you're going to use Sinuri?
From what I've written so far, she kind of randomly attacks my main characters, and she's like a member of the Dark Hunters.
Randomosity is good.
Yeah, I haven't figured out why yet. I'm still working on that.
I can't include her in any of my epics because most of them, the ones I start, they die after the first chapter. I'm in the middle of introducing all the characters, and I can't just pop in this little Dark Hunter slash mysterious kind of thing.
I think I'm going to use Sinuri as okay. So we know that the main character who's a human and is behind all of Bionicle is really a bad guy because he drinks and does bad stuff. So we know he's going to do something bad with the Bionicle project. So one of his former projects, I'm thinking it might be a Toa, maybe a Dark Hunter. Maybe a Toa gone Dark Hunter, I don't know. Somehow starts finding things just a bunch of various stuff that leads her to a conclusion that somebody's controlling all of it. And she eventually somehow retraces it. She enters New York and enters his actual apartment and starts
how tall are Bionicle people in your thing?
Well, they're about the same size as humans, really. The Torn are at about chest, belly level. Toa are, they're a little bit taller, maybe.
How does this project remain hidden?
I'm guessing it has a mask of invisibility or stealth or something. Uh-huh. Maybe my cop-out. What do you think about it having to be a chapter from an already made epic? Do you think that's fair? In previous contests, you've actually had to make an epic.
I don't know. I think it's pretty fair. It is an epic contest, after all. So I think it should be an entry from an existing epic, because it's an epic contest, after all. So it won't be an epic contest if you just suddenly make up an epic and enter it on the spot.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's kind of writing a lengthened short story only with segments, kind of. So it's basically short story contests only in parts. I don't know. Either way is pretty fair to me.
Topic 2 is submitted to us by Vilechunk the Hitchhiker.
Hey guys, what do you think about the new blogs on BC Power? I mean, they're really cool, and it's nice to know about somebody's personal life, but what do you guys think?
I guess they're cool, but you get a look at the inside life of all the staffers and stuff, which I find is pretty awesome.
It's actually pretty boring.
Sometimes, but
I think it's awesome.
People that you learn, you actually learn stuff about them.
And I'm cool.
That's good.
Well, what annoys me in blogs is people writing entries that basically have no real meaning or anything. OMG, I made a comic today. Basically advertisement. Yeah, that annoys me when a blog's basically used for advertising. Mm-hmm.
What annoys me is when people post negative comments in my blog. Because I said once that, hey, it's my third anniversary, and it's coincidentally the anniversary of Bionicle. Some posts, yeah, well, who cares? So I deleted that.
Yay for power. I'm lucky because I have all my little RPG buddies from the Academy, so they're always nice to me because they know I can kill them and stuff.
It makes BZ Power more community-like. It gets BZ Power more money, too, with everybody wanting to be premier and stuff.
It gives you, your little own venting space, contrary to, the actual forums where you're discussing with other people. In the blog, it's all about you. So you get to just talk about yourself and puff up your ego.
Your ego is already pretty big as it is.
So. I know. I need to shoot it.
I don't find that I update my blog a lot. I'm just not motivated anymore.
Yeah, sometimes it gets kind of boring.
Basically, I only did it at first so that I could win the blog award. But now that I have it, I'm just not...
Oh my gosh.
I just don't care anymore.
I kind of want to win the blog award, because then you get a whole bunch of, publicity and stuff, and people, read it. Yeah, I'm actually pretty motivated right now to update my blog a lot. I'm doing daily stuff. It's, crazy. It's, what I wish I could do with comics, but which I really don't want to do either way. You know, I basically just vent, talk about whatever's on my mind. Yesterday I talked about how tired I was, and that was basically it. Of course, it was, a bonsai-length post. I talked about how tired I was. That was what was on my mind. I have some interesting, little knickknacks in there. I've got, I'm the only blog with a horoscope in my, content blocks. Of course, it's all made up by me. And there are 6 classes, and let's see if I can remember. It's Scorpio and Libra. It's all noobish terms, just spelled funny. It's basically laugh out loud, KUTGW kind of thing. So I basically just depress people with my blogoscope.
Most people have gotten Premiere just to get blogs.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm going Premier. I sent in my year membership.
A lifetime. And you feel special.
Russ, have you guys done anything like special with your blogs?
No, I don't do anything special with my blog.
I don't have a blog.
Oh, poor Mr. E.
Wait, we can't pity the guest star.
Of course you can.
Topic number 3. The Lego Bionicle Sets Forum. Now, there's something I need to explain here. In the Lost episode, not last, Lost, we started a new series where we talk about each of the individual EZ Power forums. Last week, we did Q&A, or last show, I should say. Definitely not last week. We did Q&A, and so this week, moving down, we're doing the Sets Forum. Well, I find that the Sets Forum is an easy place to get posts, because there are lots of questions like, how big is your collection, how many whatever do you have?
Oh, not again.
Those are just easy ways to get posts, and and find out things about other members, and how your collection stands up to theirs.
The review topics, too.
Yeah.
General discussion is easier, though.
The official review topic. People get, like...
Well, my posts are always big, so, like, I start burning out over there, so I can't really post frequently. I did a review of every canister line from 2001 up to 2005. It didn't have any pictures or anything in it, but, like, basically a brief overview of every set in each canister line in one post.
That must have been long.
Well, you were bored.
Yes. I was bored out of my mind. That was back before we had blogs, and I could be long-winded there, starting to take after Bones either. It's kind of funny because the sets forum is usually like where a lot of the topics that need to be moved go. Because when people think about Bionicle, they're mostly thinking
general
about...
general discussion.
Well, like some people, when they think about Bionicle, they're mostly thinking about the sets. So they kind of relate everything to the set.
And a lot of the pointless topics, too. Like the ones that should be polls and ones that are just plain old...
Yeah.
Of course, general discussion helps, too.
A bit.
There's so many official...
Yeah. That's what I noticed, because...
Mostly
because
there's so many...
Yeah.
...get, like, duped.
That's because there's so many sets, like the official everything. You have to have an official Axon topic and an official Retaka topic. I like how they...
Official Amiga.
Yeah.
Well, official Titans topic, that kind of wraps it up. Either in storylines and various origin sets, or general discussion. It's like how Bionicle's going down.
Yeah, that...
I think they're just having the official Bionicle venting.
Bionicle sucks. Official Bionicle sucks topic.
That could get pretty plainy.
I want to be a forum leader.
If there was an official Bionicle sketch topic, why would they even come here anyway in the first place? That's what I know.
Yeah.
About a lot of these topics. They're like, oh man, I hate Bionicle. It's gone all bad and stuff. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
We still come here trying, what's the point?
Riz really loves company. I find that a lot, like, if somebody discovers a ripoff or something that they think is a ripoff, they'll post it in the...
What do you mean, like those...
Like, if anybody remembers, well, like some toy that ripped off one of
all those.
Yeah.
Things.
That was kind of like last year.
Invisibility robot. Or something even more subtle.
I remember back, there was that member of Wobo Eevee, and then he found this these rip-off, quote-unquote, Bionicle sets in China. And then there's this huge flame
about
how China should be sued.
And then, of course, there was, like, all the people with avatars of the sets, because the masks were so cool and stuff.
And then Pololife had to go in and change everything.
There are some that are a little more, like, subtle. Like, I remember a topic a little while back. It was a Spider-Man set with a big spinner thing, like a Rotuka on its back. And it wasn't really a big ripoff, except for the fact that the cord was the same design. It had, like, even the pinholes in it.
Yeah, but Rotuka weren't invented by Lego.
Yeah, I know. But the,
The concept of ripcords and stuff was... came long before
that. And the spinning helicopter things.
The main thing was the ripcord, which looked exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I don't think that's much of a ripoff.
It got closed.
Yeah. Topic number 4. The Toa and Nika are fully out. So their bios are out, the sets are out in the stores, you know all their powers. So what do you think now? There's no mystery left.
I want one so bad, and there's still mystery left, because I'm still here.
I got to do a review of Toa Hookie. However you say it. Anyhow, I got to do a review of him for the front page and stuff. I really liked him because his color scheme is actually really pretty cool because the weapon is always the same color as the armor usually. So what was interesting about Toa Nika and like the Paraka was that their armor was a different sort of color than their weapon. So it kind of made their weapons look sort of unique compared to the armor.
No, not really, because with the Paraka, their armor matched their weapons, and it's, but with Unika it was different.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
What I like about them is that they introduce different types of coloring things, and like they have new gunmetal gray, and they have blended white and green and blended
gray and green.
Yeah. And then they also have the transparent pieces, which I'm pretty sure will become really popular in MOC. So that's really cool.
And then they have the flashing swords.
And the pieces are pretty useful, too. Like, the new shoulder pad pieces, they have, like, a new design.
What I think is different, like, really different about the 2006 set is that before they didn't have any electronic
except for the madness.
At all. And now you've got light-up eyes and light-up swords and stuff, so then there's this whole issue.
Yeah, but the mods were, like, $80, and, like, nobody got them, unless they were rich or something.
Or you didn't get any other set.
Compared to, like, 9-year-old me who had like nothing.
Dipped in a box.
Oh, shut up.
I really want to get one though. They look really cool. It's definitely different. The mask and the armor.
Yeah.
And there are special features.
Really
like Buki's chain and Yuparu's shoulder armored.
They lost the whole like swinging arm feature and you know, kicking foot stuff.
Well, if they did have the swinging arm feature, their arms would be like chomp on the ground.
Yeah.
Or their weapon will always be flopping.
Because their arms are too long.
Their weapon. And, you know, battery causes actual weight. And, you know, the weapon's about, it's almost as long as a Vaki staff. It wouldn't work too well for, like, swinging arms.
Yes.
Unless there was a sword arm, maybe. Except that the shoulder end of the arm would always be, like, flopping around on either end of the joint. It would always be, like, you know, like, really flimsy. So I don't really think that functions like that would work.
Someone pointed out before that the gear features were just to knock off masks, and the Toa and Yika are the only people with masks, so it doesn't make sense to give them gear features.
Yeah. I think the problem now is that everybody wants to use these new masks and their creations and stuff, but there's no way they can actually use them. There could be a way, like, somebody would figure it out eventually, but it's not, there's no way to, like, easily incorporate them, like the Toa Metro masks, because they have the,
You might be able to attach to it a blunt shooter, but, maybe, I don't know, they're really versatile pieces.
That would hurt, though, having someone shove a pin in your mouth. I found something interesting about Hooky, that if you turn his head around and look at the back with the head in there, it kind of looks like a Chinese or Mongol helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And so you could actually, like, you could actually design some sort of little custom head in there and make it look like it has a helmet. I've tried it. It actually looks pretty cool. Do either of you have a toy?
I have four.
Well, no, I don't. They're not out in China yet.
I have four that aren't on back order, which is Heli, Huki, Jala, and Yuparu.
Who would you say was your favorite?
I thought it would have been Jala, but I like Yuparu more.
Well, yeah, Yuparu's been all the rage because of his Shing Shing claws, like the Wolverine style type thing.
And his shoulder mounted samurai. That's why I like him so much.
And, you know, you don't have to hold it in his hands, you can have his hands free for, like, you know, killing people.
But how do you shoot the shoulder mounted samurai?
The same way.
When he shrugs. So if you ask him a question he doesn't know, run away.
I think the shoulder mounted Zamor, you know, basically works the same way everything else works. You know, like, it's just some sort of magical, you know, like, willpower, like, aim, shoot thing that goes on in Yuparu.
Yeah, because they aren't really holding the trigger when they hold a Zamor launcher.
It's like the same concept, like, how do the Zamor launchers reload?
Yeah. Well, it's like in the movies, how they have this magical compartment, this magical black hole behind them, and they just stick things in there, and it just shrinks. If you watch the movies, you'll see they pull their tools out of thin air.
I want to do that.
But like when Vakama has the Vahi, he just like puts it behind his head and it vanishes.
Wouldn't that be kind of inconvenient in battle? You know, you've got this big, heavy weapon in one hand, and in the other hand, you got this big, heavy Zamor launcher, and you got three shots, considering the fact that you can't logically reload, if you're thinking about this logically. So you have to somehow maneuver it so that you've got to hit this little bar thing which sticks out to your elbow so that it flicks these things about 2 feet.
Yeah, we already discussed how Zamor launchers don't actually work.
You hit
like
while
surplus.
You're carrying this big axe or drill or whatever. The big refrigerator things on the surfboards.
So they're going to die. I'm sorry. That's the bionicle's over.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, like, in the playsets, like, well, not on the surfboards, but, like, in the bases, where you've got the big Zamor launchers, because I can consider that
yeah.
a cannon of some sort, and I can actually think of, like, a something that automates the trigger sequence, but I can't really imagine it on a surfboard, well, just in that mm-hmm. kind of situation. You got so many things that are already on your mind, you don't need this big, fat thing in front of you. Where it's like the same thing where now you've got the big inconvenient launcher, only it's like twice your size, and you've got to slam your body against it while you're... Although, again, the bunch are stupid. Put a big, big cannon on front of a piece of proto, and it's a little... It's like a snowboard, and you put this giant cannon thing. Like, you got to shoot with this by pushing... This. That's like the size of my body.
2006 is bringing a whole new revolution type thing to sets and everything.
Yeah.
Because everybody's used to the people from Pohwahi and Pometry to be brown. And now we've got Huki who's yellow.
I never liked brown.
So.
I mean, brown and tan. I mean, it's just like, brown and tan, it's just like generic. So it's not like, it's not interesting really. It's like, I mean, the others had some pretty interesting combinations like red and orange, that was pretty cool. But brown and tan, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just kind of redundant. It just looks weird, I think.
Nah.
Yellow and gray was a step in the right direction. Yellow and gray was more stone-like, I think.
Yep. You know, a lot of people really hated it. They got all mad about it. And everybody was saying, oh, let's hope this is a prototype.
Yeah.
Because they didn't see. It's always like that. They hate, they hate how the sets look like. And then when they actually come out, they're like, oh, these are so cool.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
When we first saw the Umbra picture, wow. The first Umbra picture we saw, everybody was like, oh my gosh, shoot it. Shoot the dog, it's dead. Yeah, weird American analogy. But now it's like, we see a different picture at a different angle.
Yeah, and then it's...
It's not in a weird JPEG format. And people are saying, oh, Umbra's so cool. And it's basically the same thing. I mean, I look at it, I don't see any real
except
difference.
Except for colors.
Except for the
angle. And colors.
And people have suddenly changed their opinion about it because they're seeing it in a different mm-hmm. angle.
Umbra really looks strange. I mean,
different.
It looks like these things. Random colors just...
Well, he was kind of randomly generated by the Master.
No, he wasn't. He was hired by the Order of Masonry.
What? I thought he was made by the Master of Light.
That's other people.
What? People have been lying to me.
Well, what do you think about their bios on Bionicle.com with the 3D flash animations of them?
Yeah, it's like a CGI little animation thing where all they do is pop up and down.
Do they make a few mistakes, like with Huki? They give him blue Zamor?
I was about to point that out.
Haha.
Okay, that's three Zamor colors he has. Blue, orange, and red. Now, they need to make up their mind. Or either make up their mind or get some better manners. If you have people going around like, hey, I got orange Zamor, like, the next thing you know, there's going to be a bunch of marketplace banner topics. You have orange Zamors. That always happens.
I remember something similar to that. There was this guy who found a Baki with a different colored lid, and he was asking how much he was
That was me, actually.
That was you.
Yeah, I got two mislidded Baki for Christmas.
I thought that was someone else.
Well, the same thing happened to me.
I got a Cholo Inua with half the pieces missing.
That sucks.
I mean, the torso wasn't there. Oh, I didn't realize that the thing had been broken into. Somebody had been, like, vandalized it for parts or something. And I found it on the floor at an Aldi, so I'm not a big fan of Jawler's mask. It just seems like, you know, a plot, like, you know, safeguard.
Deus Ex Machina?
Like, they're in a tough situation. It's like, oh, we can use Jawler's mask, yada yada yada.
That's what's called Deus Ex Machina. What? That's the term for it.
Oh.
God for Machine or something like that. I don't know. It's like the hero magically gets saved.
The term
I think Greg just mentioned that it's like he alters his luck just by a little bit. If you read X-Men comics, like the nerd like I would do, there's this character who can alter her luck so that if she's falling out from a building, she'll fall into a pool.
I don't know about the Mask of Accuracy. I mean, it's called the Mask of Accuracy, but what does it really do?
It lets you aim anywhere, but that's just kind of... All of them seem really kind of god-mody, some of them. If you can aim anywhere, you can kill anything.
Well, assuming you can concentrate enough to aim anywhere.
I think Matoro's mask power is the best. It's the most interesting.
Yeah, I'd leave my body in bed and get up, do whatever I wanted if I could do that. First, then I can't, like, contact anything. Or can you, like, pick up stuff while you're doing that? Or is it just, like, poof,
you're just like a ghost, so it's like everything goes past you. Holly's mask is just, like, for the sole purpose. Not necessarily.
I mean, that was the original intent, I think, when they were creating the mask, but it actually has some use. Like, you know, like, in, like, the 2002, where, you know, like, the Toa are in the Barrags, you know, like, Dominion, and there's, like, this, there's the wall that isn't really there that they have to, like, go through. I mean, that's an illusion. Like, if you were Holly, you could have seen through that. You could have seen that there wasn't a wall. Or, like, if you're dealing with someone like Makuta, you know, Makuta's like, pooh, wah. He's like Mysterio, kind of. It's like he can create all sorts of illusions, and you can see through that, too. And, like, invisibility.
You see through illusions with Mask of Truth, and you detect things with Mask of Detection. It helps you find things, like Mask of Life, or people using Mask of Spirit.
Well, but say, like, that Mattel had gone psycho, and he was, like, creating an illusion, and there was, like, 20 of him, and he starts attacking everybody, and she'd be able to detect
him.
Wouldn't that be the Mask of Truth?
It wouldn't do the same thing, but it would have the same effect.
So if Mattel ever goes psycho, she can't do anything about it. That'd be cool. The little old guy with the
Le Metru Chainsaw Massacre.
So we went through Chainsaw Massacre. I can totally see that.
And that ends the discussion part of the show. As for the poll, keep sending in your votes. I'll get around to doing that eventually. And I guess that's pretty much the end of the show. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Mr. E.
Oh. I just spilled cold water all over myself at 7 a.m.
Well, that sounds fun.
That sucks.
I'd love to do that.
Ah, gosh. It's like half the glass.
Alright, well. Alright, I'm better.
That is gross. Just gross.
Sure about that.
Cool.
Anyway.
See, this is why I have water.